Our scripture reading continues in the book of Hebrews at Hebrews 1, verses 8 to 14. You'll find it on page 1275 in your pew Bibles. We enjoyed reading through one of Paul's most famous letters, Romans. I thought it would be good to read a general epistle. Hebrews is a very great book of the Bible. And here we have maybe the highest concentration of what we call Christology, the doctrine of the person of Christ. There are Jewish Christians, I think, in Palestine. Doesn't say, but I think they're in Palestine. And they're being tempted, they're being afflicted, they're being socially outcast because they've embraced Jesus as a Savior, and they're being tempted to go back to Jewish society. And what the writer of Hebrews does is he shows the supremacy of Christ against every other claimant to loyalty. And in his message is, when you see how great he is in his person and work, then the one thing you will never do is renounce Jesus. You will suffer all loss. You would never go away from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now here in chapter 1, it's angels. There seems to have been some angel worship going on. That kind of thing does happen. And this passage addresses that. Now, it also makes a great statement about the eternal deity of the Lord Jesus. In fact, if you look at verses 8 and 9, this is a real go-to passage for the doctrine of the Trinity. This is a citation from Psalm 45, where the Son is addressed as God. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. Therefore, verse 9, God, your God, has anointed you. So this person who is called God has a God. Clearly, there's something going on here, rather than the kind of simple monotheism some would have the Bible teach. Rather, it's the doctrine of the Trinity. And the only explanation for the dialogue here is that there is one God in three persons, and here this is being shown for the supremacy of the Lord Jesus. Some wonderful statements about Jesus, his eternal origin of all things, and that he will be at the end, he will be establishing the end of history when the cosmos has been rolled up like a scroll. That's the language. The Lord Jesus will remain sovereign. What a great thing that a God who of whom these things are spoken is the very God who loved us and in the form of man died on the cross for our sins. We should never renounce Jesus. We lose everything else, but him we must hold on to. Well, these things being said, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 8 of Hebrews 1. But of the Son, he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of uprightness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. And you, Lord, laid the foundations of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment, like a robe. You will roll them up. Like a garment they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will have no end. And to which of the angels has he ever said, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet? Are they not all ministering spirits sent out to serve for the sake of those who are to inherit salvation? The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.